Moncrief on News Talk.
There is a species of fish called the bigmouth buffalo, which apart from being the largest freshwater fish, has the extraordinary ability of getting healthier as it gets older. Dr. Alec Lachman is from the Department of Biology at the University of Minnesota. Afternoon, Alec.
Hi, good afternoon.
So I suppose, first off, has it always been known that the big mouth buffalo was the largest freshwater fish, or is that relatively recent?
No, so in terms of it being one of the largest freshwater fish, that's been known for quite some time, but it's been in more recent years, though, in the past 5 years, that we begin to understand their incredible longevity, their ability to live more than 100 years.
Mm. And how do you establish how long a fish lives for?
Yeah, so that requires, like in our case, we've worked with people that actually exploit this species in a lethal manner. So they're targeting them, fishing and whatever. And then you extract, like working with these people to get these fish, and then you extract what are called stones, these otoliths from the head of the fish. And then you have to thin section those, much like you take a cross section of a tree trunk to count the annual rings in a tree. You do that with these otoliths or these ear stones, and then you can look at them under a compound microscope. These, there's only sectioned at about like 400 micrometers thin, so very thin. You can get light coming through that section. You can quantify the rings and get an age for the fish. So that's how you can age fish accurately, is using what's called the otolith from the fish's inner ear system.
Does that just work for fish, or does it work for any creature?
No, it's really only the fish species. And actually, there are some species of fish that don't have true otoliths. But yeah, for about 97% of fish species, you can use these otoliths to age the fish. But yeah, it's a rather unique thing for fish. There are these calcium carbonate structures inside the head of the fish.
And how big does this fish grow to?
Yeah, so females of bigmouth buffalo, they can get over 23 kilograms. Even some have been reported upwards of 30 kilograms. So really large for a freshwater fish, like in the inland lakes, these small shallow lakes, like in Minnesota, for example. Just they can get really massive.
And they're just native to the United States, I take it?
Yes, this is a species that's native to North America. And they have a pretty wide distribution historically from southern Saskatchewan, actually, and they're in Canada, all the way down to Louisiana in the United States.
Okay, so this thing about that they get healthier as they get older.
Yeah, so it's pretty remarkable, because up to the point of about 100 years, we've so far looked that they're still getting better with their ability to respond to stress. Also, their immune systems are getting better. And also, there was no evidence of these end segments of DNA called telomeres. There was no evidence of those shortening over 100 years, even though this has been something that's found across many different vertebrate species. So we don't understand, essentially, we know that they're not biologically aging, even though they're putting on many years chronologically. So it begs the question, is how are they postponing this senescence? And do they even have senescence at a certain point where they start to decline in terms of their physiology? But yeah, up to 100 years of age, they're still improving relative to younger individuals. It's just amazing.
Okay, so what's the oldest one you found?
Yeah, so the oldest one that we found came from a sample collected in Canada, and it was just a sample of 50 fish, but there were two individuals that were over 125 years, and one of them was 127. So that's the oldest one that we found. And again, though, it was just a small sample size of 50, about 50 fish. So it really begs the question of how long can this species live? Because the other thing that's layered in there is this species actually has a really long lifespan, because it's an adaptation to bridge these really long gaps that they can have in their reproductive success. So in that population in Canada as well, there was a period of 49 years where they had no successful new generations.
So they didn't have sex for 49 years. That's a hell of a drought.
No, so, well, actually, they were trying to reproduce, but it's a term in fisheries biology called recruitment, where they might be spawning here and there across the decades, but the chances of those offspring to survive are incredibly slim. And that's why they've evolved this really long lifespan. But it means there can be these huge gaps of even up to a half century where there hasn't been any new generation coming up. I mean, these fish, they hatch out smaller than a grain of rice, and they're translucent if they can even hatch out. But there's a whole host of predators that key in on when they spawn, because it's a big nutrient source in these freshwater systems.
Okay, so you could kind of swallow one and another fish could swallow one and not even notice.
Yeah, they hatch out really small. It's incredible because they're such a big fish, and they invest so little per egg, but they can have so many eggs, but their strategy is live an extremely long time. And then hopefully there's one year that comes around where there's this jackpot period and it's a boom period. And that can be the next cohort that lasts for another 100+ years.
Okay, right. So, and the 127-year-old fish that you found,
yeah,
what did it die from?
So that was from the sampling methods to understand the fish. So like the agencies up in Canada, they're very interested to learn more about this species. And as they've said, you have to crack an egg to make an omelet, so to speak. So that's part of how that worked. But in terms of our, like the initial work on this species, though, that we first published in 2019, that was working with these individuals that are out shooting these fish actually with bow and arrows in states like Minnesota and all throughout the United States, because there's this recent sport of shooting fish with a bow and arrow called bow fishing. And those are obviously fish that are being lethally taken recreationally. It's a long history here where there's been sort of a negative connotation associated with some of these lesser known native fish species. But prior to 2019, it was thought that this species only lived about 20 years maximum. So when we first started looking at this fish and we found the first 16 fish were more than 85 years old, we were in shock and we couldn't believe. But then we did more work and more, and we proved that they even lived through the nuclear bomb testing in the 1950s and 60s by doing carbon dating and all sorts of things to show. And then the truth be told, it's just they're very a neglected fish, and there's still a lot of management that has to occur in the United States to help them persist. So. Now,
but do I take it then, though, that you haven't found an example of the big mouth buffalo fish that's actually died from old age?
Exactly. Yes. That has not been definitively discovered yet. So there have been like all the fish that we've studied, whether it's through the recreational anglers shooting them with a bow and arrow or people going out and sampling them for their routine surveys up in Canada, they were all like in fine condition at the point of dying. So we don't know. Yeah. And that's why too, like getting back to their big generation gaps, we don't know how big a recruitment gap may have been before the oldest fish in any given sample. So it's really hard to determine what is their maximum age, because there can be those huge gaps in the age distribution.
My word. There aren't any in captivity just to see, could they, you know, theoretically live forever?
There are some in captivity, actually, in some aquaria, like, for example, the Odyssey Aquarium in Arizona. There's also a couple here in the Duluth Aquarium in Minnesota. But the thing is, we're talking just a couple years or maybe a decade at most that I think any of these buffalo fish have been in an aquarium setting. And there's also other issues, though, with the aquarium settings, is that they're more prone to maybe disease spread from other fish in a closed environment like that. There's other things. But yeah, to go back, there hasn't been one that's been in captivity, though, for like more than 20 years, let alone 100 years, to really know from that. It would have to be a long-term experiment coming up.
But is the evidence that your average 20-year-old big mouth fish, in terms of their general health, if all things being equal, when they reach a century, when they're 100 years old, their health levels will be the same, or might they even have improved?
No, based on the evidence, they improve.
Huh.
This fish is still improving as they approach 100 years. So there were fish up to like upper 80s, upper 90s in the sample. This study that we published in 2021 that was actually led by Dr. Derek Saar, who was working as a master's student at North Dakota State University at the time, but we all collaborated on this study. And yeah, they're still improving. They're still advancing into prime condition as they're nearing 100 years old. It's just absolutely incredible.
There must be something curious happening genetically there that hasn't been identified.
Yes, and that's another avenue that's starting to really generate interest in like the field of gerontology, or the study of how things age and senesce biologically over time. Because what is it that this species has that allows them to defy the ravages of time so well across so much time? So it's definitely an area in need of more study, and also warrants more concern about some of these declining populations. Because, for example, the whole reason too, like a lot of the studies have been occurring in recent years, is because big mouth buffalo are declining in North America because of likely because of habitat alterations with dams and things like that, and also this new unlimited sport fishery of shooting fish with bow and arrows at night with powerful spotlights. There's definitely need for concern here, because it's not just about like the fishery and the fish. It's about all these other things we could learn. Maybe it could be valuable to the field of medicine and other things. It's really a fascinating study system.
Yeah, well, I imagine there's any number of crazy tech bros who want to live forever, and they're probably all busy today, but they should be throwing money at you for this.
Yeah, no, well, there's definitely a lot of different scientific disciplines where this study system could apply, because, again, I'm a fisheries biologist from Minnesota, so I focus on the fisheries and understanding the fish, but there definitely are other people that we'd be happy to collaborate with if they're interested to look in more in depth on this species from these other disciplines, because, again, it's a really incredible species. And I actually was invited back in June to present at the Longevity Summit in Dublin of this past year, and presented some of these findings about the longevity of the big mouth buffalo. And people were just shocked that it was not until 2019 that we discovered this new species that can easily live past 100 years and across many populations. Like, it opened the eyes of many, I think, that this could be a really interesting place to study. Because, like, for example, in the field of gerontology, a lot of people put in effort trying to study bowhead whales and other really long-lived species. But here's a freshwater fish that can be directly aged from the otolith that also can be there's other ways to get samples and things. So a lot of potential there.
That's extraordinary. Alec, thanks very much for speaking with us today. We'll talk to you in about 300 years. That was Dr. Alec Lachman there, Assistant Professor in the Department of Biology at the University of Minnesota, Duluth.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.